is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
In these last days, an executive order from the White House entitled Executive Order on Addressing United States Investments in Certain National Security Technologies and Products in Countries of Concern, signed by the President. Countries of Concern, People's Republic of China. National Security Technologies, AI, and quantum computing, and all the gizmos that attach to major weapon systems such as hypersonics, and all the R&D. I welcome Josh Rogan, who writes global opinions for the Washington Post, because this order is straightforward, and you understand that the White House and the National Security Desk and the State Department are seeking to stop the obvious, which is China's threat to Taiwan and the neighborhood using highly developed weapon systems and surveillance systems and computing that can outclass what is available to our allies, even to the United States. And yet, Josh, a very good evening to you. What the president says is true. However, you point out, thanks to the guidance of two members of Congress, a Republican and a Democrat, that this order does not include, or as of yet has not been interpreted to include, major investors in China. Who are they, and how do they see China as a threat, if they do? Good evening to you, Josh.
Well, good evening, John. Well, you know, it's year three of the Biden administration, and it took them this long to come up with what a lot of people have been waiting for, which is the first ever sort of outbound restrictions, instructions on how U.S. companies, firms, people can invest in China in these three critical areas: artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and quantum computing. And after months of wrangling and diplomatic back and forth and internal bureaucratic infighting, they came up with a small sort of pragmatic approach to it. They chose the things that if we funded China to build, we would essentially be helping them build the military that's pointed at us, which seems stupid, especially when you consider the fact that we just had an entire 2 years of reinvesting in science and technology. But what's the point of the government subsidizing U.S. technology innovation if there are no checks on it, and U.S. companies, venture capital firms, private equity firms, and investment firms just give all that technology to Chinese companies because they're invested in Chinese companies? So I think this is a very sort of measured kind of step. That's good and that's well enough, but what it doesn't do is address the much, much bigger problem. And it, to the mind of many lawmakers, that problem is the fact that there's a huge loophole in how Chinese companies get money from Americans, and that is through Wall Street. It's not through American venture capital firms investing in Chinese tech companies. It's through Wall Street taking their huge power of convening investors, especially like big institutional investors like pension funds and college endowments, things that, you know, normal people never really look at. But their money is invested in, and directing all of those to Chinese companies that are building warships and missiles and, you know, the cameras that sit atop the concentration camp walls and cyber hacking tools and nuclear power weapons. And when most Americans hear that Wall Street is funneling American investor money into these companies, they think, oh, well, that's crazy. But it's been going on for such a long time that it's just now the way the system works. And so while we've started to wrap our heads around the idea as a government and as a society that, wait a minute, there have to be some limits on U.S. investment in China, we're really just looking at the tip of the iceberg.
Two members of Congress, Mike Gallagher, Republican, and Raja Krishnamoorthy of Illinois, a Democrat, have written to, for example, BlackRock and MSCI, two big investment firms, written to them asking what is to be done. What are they doing about this concern? Have they heard back, Josh?
Radio silence. You know, this issue of confronting firms like BlackRock and MSCI and FTSE Russell and Bloomberg on their index funds is not new. There was a bitter fight during the Trump administration where we had a similar dynamic. And, you know, the Wall Street firms and their lobbyists and their paid proxies on Capitol Hill will say to anyone who will listen that, hey, you're impeding free commerce, and you know, this is the way that capital markets are supposed to work. But the national security folks disagree, and now we have actually a bipartisan push. That's the thing that we didn't have in the Trump administration, because Democrats on the China committee now agree that this is a spigot of money from American investors into China that we have to stop. And if you think about the size of these index funds, I mean, trillions of dollars either under their direct management or that follow their instructions. In other words, when a Chinese company gets put on the MSCI index, lots of passive investors will automatically start investing in that company just as a rule. So they're just controlling vast, vast amounts of wealth. And of course, once Americans are invested in these companies, then they have a constituency in the American electorate to not sanction them, no matter what they do. And moreover, as China clamps down on its private industry, it's become very clear that all these companies are slowly getting nationalized and that our money invested in them isn't safe or accountable, because we have no idea when the knock is going to come on the door from the Chinese Communist Party official, which says, oh, this belongs to the party now.
It is said that Wall Street is not doing anything illegal when it invests in index funds, global index funds, and that the government is out of place in stopping something that is lawful. How is that answered by Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Krishnamurthy?
Right. Their answer is that, well, you know, that's the job of our government and Congress, is to make new laws to protect Americans when we find these vulnerabilities. And, you know, to say that just because something is currently legal, to argue that it should always be legal seems nonsensical. But in this case, it's especially disingenuous, because, of course, these companies have been fighting with millions and millions of dollars against the very laws that would restrict their investments in these schemes. So they're not doing it out of principle. They're doing it for the money. There's huge short-term profitability in investing in problematic and dangerous Chinese companies, both for the Chinese companies and for the Wall Street firms that are making fees on both ends, by the way. And the Chinese Communist Party pressures Wall Street firms into doing this by dangling access to its own markets for the Wall Street company's financial products. And this is the corrupt scheme that has, yes, been technically legal for a long time, but doesn't have to be. And I think, you know, as more and more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle sort of wake up to the fact that this is going on, because more Americans are waking up to the fact that this is going on, I think we will see new legislation and hopefully new law.
The executive order points in this direction. Has the White House commented on the responsibility of American-directed firms to be cautious about investing in, for example, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China, which builds high-performance warplanes? Has the White House said anything?
No, and the problem is that, you know, when we deal with these complex issues in China, all of our policies are stovepipe. The Defense Department has said something about these companies. Congress has prevented the U.S. government from putting money into them. But, you know, governance side, this is really run by the SEC and the Treasury Department, and they're less enthusiastic, let's say, about clamping down on this kind of abuse. And, you know, it took years in the Trump administration for the economic officials and the national security officials to get on the same page on this thing. And then the Biden administration kind of had to start from scratch. So, you know, this is what the Wall Street firms and the Chinese Communist Party are counting on, is that they'll be able to rake in all of this U.S. investor money while we sleep. And that seems to be a good bet for the Wall Street guys, at least until now.
Josh Rogan writes global opinions for The Washington Post. I'm John Batman.